Welcome to The Elusive Truth by The Rich and Larry Show. Thank you for joining us today on our journey to find the truth. Funny how life throws us curveballs and distractions to keep us from the truth. We are back and once again talking about nothing and spinning in circles. So sit back, relax, and follow us into the crazy rabbit hole.
Hello.
Gary, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, how are you doing today?
Good. It's all good. You know, we're so close to everything happening here, Rich.
It's been a long time, and something is brewing, obviously.
Yes, I know, man. We've been dying to get back together here. You had so much info.
No, absolutely.
I mean, we didn't even get into the Andromedans.
No, well, I mean, that's what I mean. There's a whole universe to explore, and we're still stuck here on Middle Earth, crazy clown show that's been going on, especially now with the trial of the Floyd incident. And then
I could be the crisis we're looking for. Here's my take on it, okay? I think, you know, the old saying, you never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Is they're going to be pissed at whatever the jury decides, whatever the verdict is. Even if they gave them, life in prison, they wouldn't be happy.
Oh, they're not going to be happy.
It's not justice. They only give them life.
No, you're right. And they're not going to be happy.
He'll get a low manslaughter charge of some sort because it was in the line of duty. You can't get first-degree murder for that, or second or third.
Well, I think he's going to be acquitted when it all comes down to it. That's what usually happens.
That's the best-case scenario. And then there'll be a crisis. Do you think, like, every city across the country is going to demonstrate?
Well, they already are. And they're not demonstrating for that. They just had another police shooting in Minnesota, and everybody went nuts 2 days ago, and they're still going nuts.
Oh, I heard she reached for her gun, or stun gun, and grabbed her, service revolver.
Which, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, but that's why these officers are trained. They should be able to tell a difference between a handgun and a taser, and that goes to training.
Well, there's a difference between having laws and lawlessness.
Everybody's in such a heightened state of panic these days that things go sour really quick. That's the hypocrisy of all this. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my take is with this crisis coming up that it's going to be so bad. Trump is still in charge of our country. That's the only reason Biden's being able to talk to China and Russia. They want to laugh at the joke and of a retard that they have in there temporarily. They all know that. You don't think the whole world knows that?
Well, something's going on.
what's going to happen is there's a couple scenarios. I think we need a crisis for the military to be in charge, and then it's going to come out that Trump has been running it and Michael Flynn. But when that takes place, they're going to do the EBS, the emergency broadcast system, because at that point in time, the military will take down all the communications for the commie news networks, all the ABCs, all the CBSs. None of them can broadcast a thing. The only communications that we're going to get, it's going to be the truth from what the military and Trump can broadcast on the emergency broadcast systems to wake the people up. You think something like that could happen?
Anything's possible in this world. I mean, I can't. Everything that I was taught and learned about is, you know what I mean? You just can't believe anything anymore. I'm stumped.
No, I think we're going to have 10 days of, we're going to have perp walks. You know that, in order for the people to believe it. All these perps are going to have to do openly confessions out of their own mouth for these never Trumpers to believe they've been lied to. You know what I mean? The Bidens and Obamas have yes. And in order for the people to believe, I don't even think Biden got 30 million votes if he was lucky.
Well, that's the first thing that's been going on in Arizona and Michigan and Rhode Island is that this.
Well, let's keep going down the line. Wisconsin, Georgia, you keep on going. Arizona, Nevada, they'll start picking off more states.
Right. Well, the audit is going on and things are coming out. And that gentleman I told you about, Behizzi, he's been on it. Now, you know, he talks about this a lot and been getting good information from him. It is
this
so slow.
This election's not over.
Yeah, but it's so slow and time-consuming. I'm thinking, no, this is good. We're going the right direction. But by the time they get this all figured out, 4 years will have passed.
No. We got better hopes than that.
Right. Well, I believe that at some point in time, they will have determined that the election has been rigged and revote or something.
Well, it was rigged beyond rigged. It was rigged into a treasonous level that anyone involved in it has committed a high crime.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I believe you 100% there. And that's what's crazy, you know, the right and wrong. And right now, wrong is winning at the moment. I still believe in the right. Hopefully it's coming out, and it's coming out before summer.
Yeah, that's why I think there has to be a major crisis of one of any three types. I believe it's either going to be a political crisis, like, you know, the George Floyd stuff. It's going to be a weather crisis where we have extreme earthquakes, weather, something, you know, on Earth, hurricanes, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be more
drought. We're going to have fires this summer. We're going to have all that kind of stuff for another crisis.
Well, I think before that, it's going to be all these yahoos going out there looting and going nuts in the name of justice because of, you know, another bad shooting, which there's always, nothing's ever good comes out of these shootings except for training purposes. I mean, this person that, you know, got shot, obviously should not have been shot and died. But again, he is not a saint. He was in a situation where he was not complying and things escalated and bad decisions took place. And we see a lot of that. It's fitting the more of the narrative. At least was a white guy shot another, or was a white woman that shot a black male. So that's what the media wants to talk about.
It's easier to comply with the cop.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. If you watch any of these police shows, you know, comply with the police department, and 90% of the time, a lot of things go a lot easier. It's when things go out of hand, and that's what I said, crucial decisions are made.
Well, there's also a fact that I heard of all the unarmed people that were shot by police over the last year. Guess what percentage was Negroes or blacks, whatever they go by now.
It was probably a low percentage because it's, you know, usually dumbass white people getting shot.
Yeah, yeah. There was like 30% of the unarmed shootings police was Caucasian and 9% were blacks.
And so, again, because of a shooting, that doesn't give rights for people to go out and start looting. That, I don't know where that came into play. Who taught that?
No. Have you driven through Portland and still see all the businesses boarded up?
No. Unfortunately, I stay away from Portland.
I had to go through there a few weeks ago and just plywood on just about all street-level buildings.
It was a shame when I first came up here. It was a wonderful place, a wonderful town to go have a couple beers, look at the waterfront, enjoy the food, the people. And now it is just, it's a pit.
Well, you got to tell me, what do you think about all this stuff that's supposed to be happening with the higher dimensional beings coming in to give us technology and to clean up the mess on Earth?
The Epic Times, I watched an infomercial. They are talking about how even more material and declassified information on UFOs is about to be released.
This is the year of disclosure, for sure.
Yeah, it's coming out. They're going to let us know more and more of what they know or what's really going on. And they've been prepping us for the past 10 years with all these crazy alien shows.
How about this, Rich? They have been, and they've been leaking, you know, everything from Roswell to, you know, pilot sightings.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But here's the scary part that we know better, so we're not going to be worried and fall into this trap. And anyone who's listening, I hope that we can help with that, is best weapon that the bad guys use against the masses is fear. What did they do with this whole pandemic? They scared the shit out of everyone. You want to die? You want to kill grandma? You want death? Fear is one of their best tools.
Yep.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Well, what they're going to do with a new level of fear is the cabal, the rich, the Illuminati, whatever they go by these days, the elite, they have what I believe is the dark forces that are out there. They're on the dark forces side. This is good versus evil, and let's just go with that. So they're going to send the dark force aliens in massive amounts of spaceships. We're going to see ships all over. They're going to have the shit scared out of all Americans and all worldwide, let's call it, okay? But you and I, we sit back and go, these guys are about to get their asses kicked off of Earth by the higher power good galactic aliens. And we're not worried about anything we see right now, because if they wanted to do something, they certainly could do it. And they could have blown up Earth or taken us or done anything they wanted to anytime they wanted to. Do you think that something like that scenario is going to be where they try to scare us with a false flag of an alien attack, like War of the Worlds?
Probably to some degree, I can see that happening. Because again, it's like you said, the media wants to promote fear, and with fear, they control people.
Yeah. And so, but we sit back and go, all they're doing is showing. All they're putting on is a show, because they've already been evicted off of Earth. The good guys are letting them put on a little bit of show because they are higher, more powerful than the reptilians. They're higher, more powerful than these weak little grays that are out there. They're much more powerful than others.
You're absolutely right. There is a hierarchy or an order. Like they said, what is it, the Galactic Federation?
Yes. You know. And they'll let these dark forces come in and scare the heck out of the world. When we're going to see presence of ships in the sky, you know what I mean? I think that's coming this summer.
Well, that's going to freak everybody out, because it's really, really...
Not us, because we know it's the bad guys just putting on a show before they have to boogie.
You know, and then people think I'm nuts for trying to develop a laser to knock them out of the sky.
I think you got a pretty good way of doing it right now.
It's all speculation and hearsay.
I saw that little machine you have there.
You know, we'll see. You know, hopefully, like I said, we get out to SETI, go to Mount Adams, check it out, get a better, because I have to go back up and I have to verify what I saw last summer. And that's all I can say.
We know that is a portal light hole.
There's something going on up there, and it's going to take another visualization for me to try to comprehend, because it was just, I still have trouble understanding what I saw. It just does not make sense. It does not compute. And
we've seen so much stuff up there. Val and I, when we stayed up till, you know, 3 a.m. and there was chopper circling, going back and forth there for at least 45 minutes to an hour. They made several passes in and out. We watched it 3 a.m. Now, what's a chopper doing up there at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, again, that's not normal.
No.
Again, nothing in this world is normal anymore. So... Where the problem
is. Well, nothing's normal. Look at that actor that is pretending to be living in the White House.
This is such crazy times. Crazy times.
You know, you can't even see. He had blue eyes. Remember, he used to have blue eyes? They're like brown or black now.
Well, see, I don't pay attention. I really don't watch the news. And
oh, well, even if you do, it's just a weird shot they have of him. You know, and now the masses have gotten to think that that's really the original Psycho Biden.
You know, we've been bamboozled with so much misinformation, and the media has been so corrupt and with such a strong narrative. You know, I can't tell you what Biden looks like. I never met the guy.
Right.
I have never been interested in him. From a personal standpoint, I cannot say you're 100% right because his eyes are blue and now they're black. I have no idea. I never looked into the guy that much. But that's part of the conspiracy, and that's part of this fuel that they use to try to divide us and, you know, control us.
Well, besides the social engineering control, everything that this whole generation has been socially engineered.
Well, the big problem with this plandemic is that they had a plan, a mission. They went forth with it, and it destroyed a lot of lives and a lot of a way of normalcy. Here we are with certain states already open and other states getting ready to open. What California says, June 15th, they're going to lift some restrictions, which they should have done last year. You know, who am I? I'm not the governor, so I can't dictate.
Come on. You know Fauci's the biggest fraud ever portrayed on this country.
Oh, and another. I mean, it's just been so many lies and so many distortions of the truth that it's really hard to find out what's really going on. You can't believe anything anymore. You have to do more research and get more down to the facts and the truth to figure things out. Put a lot of roadblocks in the way.
That's it. You know, people, if their only research is watching the news, that's nothing. You know, you got to be a critical thinker out there and do your own research.
There was a point in time, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, you know, when we heard Walter Cronkite say something, we took it as the truth and believed it. You
that's
know?
Where they had us, yeah. We went to the news for the truth.
Because that's the only way we got any information between that and a morning paper.
And there was only three news networks. You couldn't go to 100 channels.
Right. And being what we know now, I'm pretty sure even back then we were being manipulated. And we just didn't know it.
I've gotten to the point right now that if anybody says, you know, the word conspiracy theorist, they are the stupid idiots. Use that word because everything that's been called a conspiracy theory has turned out to be true and real.
And that's why you have to have an open mind on anything. I mean, you really have to look at it. I mean, there's
open mind and loving heart.
You know, your side of the story, my side of the story, and the actual truth. And that's what's really hard to find these days.
Yes, indeed. That's all divorces are settled. You know, you got his side, her side, and the truth.
And it's a mess. Nothing's easy. It's a mess. And I mean, I guess that's life.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see if this is actually super exciting times. You know, as bad as things are going, we know the excitement of it that I'm saying is we are in a cleanup stage. This all wouldn't be happening if we didn't resist the cleanup.
Right. Well, again, it's change, and a lot of people hate change. You have to go by that adage that positive thinking, positive movements is going to make you, you know, come through this aces.
Yes. You know, I mean, it's going to really hit the religious community because they're very devout, loving people of God. And we all know that, you know, Creator God is real.
That's the
when
next
they
area.
Find out that their religions, the certain religion that they belong to, have been manipulated and lied and lied and lied to the followers of those religions.
That's what part of this whole pandemic was. I mean, they shut down churches. You could not do religious services. You had to, you know, go online or, you know, be self-sufficient. And that created a lot of problems with people. And now here we are going full circle. The release of this alien information, or like you say, ships in the skies. Well, people's beliefs are going to be upended.
Well, look at the Catholic Church, Rome, the Vatican. You know, as much as, you know, these people love the Catholic religion all over the world, when they find out the truth of what's going on in the Vatican and how corrupt and they don't even really care about the people, it was all about the church.
But see, my problem
they got miles and miles, let's say at least 50 to 100 miles of gold underneath the Vatican in underground tunnels. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. They are so wealthy. It's in the hundreds of trillions. And what are they doing with it? Sitting in the ground. Are they helping the people with all that wealth? No, we got third worlds. We got starving people. That's not what God wants.
Well, I think they're using that gold to pay off the aliens.
They do love gold. For some reason, it has such properties to it that they love gold and silver.
Probably has something to do going through interdimensions and portals and things like that. So,
and their computers maybe need it or something.
Well, see, that's a whole other topic and subject with the technology that they have compared to ours. I believe one of the things I wanted to say is that I don't understand a pope that wears red shoes. That could have been Photoshop, but to me, that means something more significant.
You know, this pope, there's been a lot of current controversy around him. You're right. He's the first non-European pope. He's from Argentina, and he's more of a political pope than, you know, a religious leader.
He was saying something about he's denouncing the gay marriages now.
That's political. Well, we hope that he does something good with it and it makes up for all the bad sides that he's shown.
I'd like to believe that, but I believe if you're saying there's miles and miles of gold and tunnels.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And artworks that were stolen every time that they Spaniards conquered anything or whatever, it all was going to the kings and queens in church.
That's my point. If it's there, why has it not been released back to the people? So they're not going to give anything up.
Oh, the Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo's worked on it. A lifetime work. Imagine what that thing is worth.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is. And you know, that whole Notre Dame building in France that was taken down. There's still something fishy behind that.
There's a lot of fishy stuff. I guess it's testing everybody's faith and patience and mental acuity in these times.
Man, we could talk for hours here, Rich. Let's talk about Russia taking over Ukraine next, and then China flexing her muscles, saying Biden's weak.
That'll be nice, but, you know, I want to talk about stuff that we know and what we saw, because that's the only truth that we have. You know, all this other information is just going through.
It's just all hearsay, yeah. It's
mounds and mounds of data that's meant to persuade somebody or their train of thought. And
the weather's going to be going, the snow's going to be going up there, and we're going up there.
Definitely.
I'm ready anytime in May.
It's happening. It's coming.
April's a muddy, wet month with the melt, everything going on up there, all the snow melt.
And we like a little warmth, too. It's a little chilly up there.
Yeah, let's plan on May.
Sounds good. Well, my friend, it's nice chatting with you again, and let's keep this up, get to the truth, find out what's really going on here, because a lot of us are in denial, and a lot of us are wondering what's really going on. It's a crazy world we live in, and the more we talk about it, the more we might understand it.
You got that right, Rich, and I was just glad to be back a little bit more in action with you here, and it's been a long time. I kind of shot all over the board today just because I was excited to be able to talk to you again.
At time, it's been crazy the past month, and I'm glad you're feeling better. That was a big scare for everybody. Here we are, strong again, ready to rock and roll and move forward.
Well, thank you so much, Rich.
Thank you, and you have a great day, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Same to you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.